WGN-TV, 1024, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN Radio. 2 weeks ago, we were sitting here doing the program as the bulletins began to come in of the devastating earthquake that killed nearly 300 people and displaced more than 3,000 in central Italy. A horrible, horrible story. The cleanup from the devastation continues. The need for aid continues. Not one bit surprised that the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans here in Chicago would step up to the plate to help out. And our old friend Dominic DeFrisco is on the phone line. It was the president emeritus of the Joint Civic Committee for Italian Americans. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Buongiorno to you, Dean Richards.
Nice to have you on the program. I wish it was a happier occasion, but happy news is that benefits are going on all over the place to help those who were affected by the earthquake.
Very true. It's really a very heartwarming experience to see the city of Chicago especially rallying to this tragedy. More than the Italian-American community and the Joint Civic Committee of Italian-Americans, the city of Chicago and the managers of the buildings and the BOMA managers of the high-rise buildings, everybody is responding to this need for relief in central Italy. It's a devastating event. We've had them here in America, and everyone rallies to help those people. And my gratitude is endless relative to Chicago's response.
Yeah, and I'm going to give some websites in a couple of minutes and addresses where people can make donations to help. But the Italian restaurant community is stepping up, which is such a good idea. People love to go out and eat. People love Italian food. Now here's an opportunity to go out. You know, if you're going to go out and enjoy a meal anyway, why not go to one of the restaurants participating who are making donations, donating either 100% or a portion of the proceeds to earthquake relief efforts?
Well, that's a very heartwarming thing, too. And speaking of 100%, Benny Sidu, S-I-D-D-U, the owner of Valari Restaurant on Grand Avenue and St. Clair, will be hosting a 12 to 5 gathering at his restaurant on September 17th, Sunday. And all the proceeds from whatever food is purchased, food and drink, will be going to the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans. And we, in turn, will turn it over to the proper Italian authorities.
Yeah.
But Sam Toya of the Illinois Restaurant Association has responded. Tony Priolo and Ciro Longobardi of Piccolo Sogno. So many wonderful Italian-American entrepreneurs are coming forward to help their brothers and sisters in Italy.
Yeah, it's great. Volare Restaurant, for people who have never experienced it, it's actually right next door to Tribune Tower.
Exactly.
I go there quite frequently, and I think it's just one of the best restaurants in town.
Without question. He's a Sardinian master in the kitchen, Benny Sidu.
The food is absolutely amazing. To be able to participate in what I'm sure will be a big night-like feast that he's going to put on, but to know that 100% of the proceeds, not 10%, not 1%, like a lot of these charity things that take place, 100% of the proceeds will go to relief, will go to the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, who will then get it to Italian earthquake relief.
Yeah, we'll turn over the proceeds to the Council General of Italy, the new Council General of Italy, Giuseppe Finocchiaro, and we will designate exactly where it should go within the charitable organizations in Italy.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's September 17th.
Yeah, but restaurants, I should say Italian eateries like Italy, which is certainly more than just a restaurant, they're participating. Forno Rosso, Gene and Giorgetti is participating. Monasteros up on Devon, like Pulaski
Devon, right.
And Devon, another great old school restaurant.
Joe Monastero, and you mentioned Gene and Giorgetti, my favorite watering hole. Tony DiPetti and Rich Ciotta and the DiPetti family never turn their back on anyone in need,
yeah,
locally or internationally.
Yeah, you got that right. La Storia is participating, and Acanto. There's a whole list of restaurants. We're going to put them all up on our website. So
that's so kind of you.
People can take a look at it. But I want people to go to your website, jccia.com, jccia.com. You can make donations there, or if it's easier, you can just send them directly, Italian Earthquake Relief, Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, 3800 West Division, Stone Park, Illinois, 60165. So what's new in the world of Dominic DeFrisco? I know you're always working on something.
Well, I'm working on something. Of course, this is right now on the front burner, along with my dear friend and colleague, Lissa Druss Christopher, who's been the Arturo Toscanini behind orchestrating all these efforts. She and Tony Abruscato, of the owner of the Flower and Garden Show. I'm still a part-time consultant at the great marketing firm of Edelman, founded by Dan Edelman, and the largest and best privately owned marketing firm in the world. So I have a lot of gratification in working for a company that still believes in that human relations are a key part of doing business, and that companies have a responsibility to be part of their community.
It's great. Great that you're busy, staying busy and staying involved.
You know, I came here when I was 29, Dean. You know, and I'm 82 now, and I remember Wally Phillips talking to me a lot.
Sure.
I was just telling your producer that you and Wally Phillips, as far as I'm concerned, continue to be the beacons of truth and the troubadours of truth. And
nice.
You're legendary guys.
Well,
God bless you.
To be mentioned in the same sentence with Wally Phillips is an honor. I appreciate it, Dominic. You can make your donations. Go to www.jccia.com or mail it to 3800 West Division, Stone Park, Illinois. Dominic DeFrisco, my old friend, nice to talk to you. And I hope we'll see you soon under happier circumstances.
I know we will, and God bless you. And I just want to quickly mention the City Council, Ed Burke and Marge Lorena, on September 14th will be issuing a proclamation in support of the earthquake reliefs, and the Italian flag will fly over the city of Chicago on that particular day. So that's a wonderful gesture from the City Council of Chicago.
Dominic, thank you. Have a great holiday weekend. We appreciate you joining us.